97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have Mr. Matt Beeson from Six Plates over in Durham around the table with me today, and it's been way too long.
I am so excited to be back. It has been way too long.
It has. You don't even know how many times I think about you, especially now that I'm working over in Durham, and I'm wishing that Six Plates was open for lunch, because you're not far from me.
Well, you know, it's the lunch thing is such a tough beast.
It is, and I don't want to make you. I know how hard you work already, and I know your family wants to see you sometime.
They do. Every once in a while.
So how's business? It's been a while.
Business is fantastic. We're plugging along. We're doing great things.
What's new over there?
Well, we're working on some new stuff. My chef and I, John, are we've got a couple of concepts that we're working on. So we got a lot going on with that. We're obviously with Six Plates. We're getting better, but we're really dialed in now. We've been open for 5.5 years, so we understand. I hope most of the desires of the people and are making most of those happen. So Six Plates is going really well. We're working on a couple of new things that are, you know, who knows? They're maybe around the corner, maybe a little bit further around the corner, but.
Well, you know, one of my questions based on the last time y'all were here, did y'all ever put that egg sandwich on the late night menu?
Oh, such a good question. You know, we so there's been a couple of incantations of that sandwich, but. You know, John is such an egg sandwich freak that it just sort of it seems to sort of wiggle its way in different ways. Mm-hmm. Especially now that we just got back, he and I went to Spain at the end of January to go do some research on one of the concepts we're working on, a Basque cider and steakhouse.
Cool.
And they do a ton of omelets and a ton of tortillas. Mm-hmm. So he's been playing a lot with, you know, the omelet tortilla sort of angle. The most recent incantation for me was one of the best, which was a duck egg omelet with bacalao.
Whoa.
And manchego cheese, and it was delicious.
You are making me hungry, because I happen to think that eggs might be the perfect food.
I think that eggs are probably sort of, they're up there. It would help if you add bacon to them.
Well, what doesn't?
Right. Exactly. You know, pork, you know, bacon is a fruit that grows on pigs.
Can I use that later?
Oh, please. Absolutely. Over and over again.
I like that.
Everybody should use that because it's true.
Well, so do you eat at the restaurant every night?
Man, okay. So, I mean, if I'm being completely honest, I would say that I eat there, we'll say, 80% of the time. I try and eat other things from time to time just to mix it up, as, you know, there are about 12 different options at our place. So I eat there a lot.
Does the family come eat with you so at least you get to see them?
You know, often what I do these days is I grab some, take it home.
Okay.
It's a little bit easier that way.
It is.
Yeah. My son's only 18 months old, so he thinks he owns the restaurant.
Oh, well, doesn't he?
Well, I guess he does.
He owns Daddy.
Yeah, he does. I guess he does, and he acts like it. He sort of walks in because he's been there when there isn't anyone else there, and he sort of walks around and does what he wants to. So when he's there and there are lots of people there, he does the same thing, mm-hmm. which, you know, he's not a terrible bother because he's not terribly loud. He's just sort of everywhere.
So you haven't taught him to expedite yet and see people.
I'm working on it. Slowly but surely, I've tried to teach him the table numbers. So, you know, every once in a while he'll walk in and he'll point at one and say D3.
Now, that's good. The thing is, you got to watch out for the terrible twos, because when people come in and we'd like a table for two, he goes, no.
He's pretty good at no. He's pretty good
already
at no. But yeah, he's learned no. But he's got yeah, too. So, and he likes yeah. So we're just trying to propagate yeah.
Well, what's one of his favorite things off the menu?
Oh, he really likes the arancini. John does an arancini that we run all the time. That's a sweet potato puree mixed in with risotto, a little bit of ancho chili, wrapped around smoked gouda, fried in a ball, served with truffle aioli as the dipping sauce. Oh. Yeah, it's
why have I not had that?
It's pretty good.
Why have I not had that?
I don't know. It's on the menu every time we.
I know,
the
last time I was there, we got a sampling of stuff, and I don't remember that we. Why would we? That was just stupid on my part, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of other options. So ideally, like, the arancini isn't a necessity. So, you know, but now you know, and you can do it next time.
Well, how soon can we expect to see some of these changes?
I'm hoping within the next year to year and a half.
So are we talking about changes internally or like possibly
externally? New places is what we're working on.
But you're not going to leave the area.
No. I know. Durham is my home.
Durham's home.
I was born and raised here, and it's what I love. It's what I know, and it's grown up so much. It's such an amazing area. It's got so many good things going on in it, and the food scene is just—it's really unbelievable.
It really is, and you know, working over there now, I sort of look for places to go and have lunch, and I've been able to hit many of the places that have been on my list for a while, and there's a really, really nice energy over there that.
It's amazing, and the camaraderie there is absolutely fantastic.
Like, well, that's another thing that's very impressive, and I think that accounts for why Durham gets mentioned all the time in the New York Times and all the major publications. Well, hold all those thoughts, because we're going to talk about a special wine dinner coming up, a wine event.
Wine festival, we'll call it.
Wine festival coming up here. We're going to talk about that after the break. Before we go, address, all that good stuff.
2812 Irwin Road. On the corner of Irwin and LaSalle Streets, in a building called Irwin Terrace. Website sixplates.com. The festival that we'll talk about in a minute is chocolatefest.com.
Say that real fast three times.
Chocolatefest.com. And Twitter at sixplates. If you want to follow me at Maddie Beeson, I'll tell you what to drink.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, six plates.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square, local and legendary downtown shopping and dining. Now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish, and welcome to Matt Beeson from Six Plates. And we were just about to talk about an upcoming, is it just one wine festival, or are there many in view?
Well, for us, there's only one. There is only one wine festival. We do one festival a year. In the past, it's been in the middle of the dead of heat of July, and we've moved it this year, which we're really excited about. And we're doing it June 1st, and it is called Chocolie Fest. Chocolie is an area in Basque Country, Spain. They produce a mostly white wine, a little bit of pink and a little bit of red. But the white, the traditional style, is slightly effervescent, sort of slaty, minerally, citrusy,
it's
clean and
crisp. A little like Vino Verde.
Yeah, Vino Verde is a perfect sort of, like, for me, entry into Chocolie. Mm-hmm. Like, think Vino Verde, but then think more complex, more interesting, more flavor, mm-hmm. more flavor profile, mm-hmm. all of those sorts of things.
Okay, so because it's, I want you to spell that for us on the air, because it is pronounced nothing like you would think.
That's totally true, because the Basque language in itself is incredibly hard to follow. It looks nothing like anything else. Euskara is a totally crazy language, which I've mastered all of about four words of.
It looks like it would be pronounced Tsikali.
Right. It's T-X-A-K-O-L-I-E. Choccoli.
Choccoli.
Choccoli. So, Choccoli. As I understand it, the what is it? The where you step on the syllable, that part is on the very end. So li is the big pronunciation. So it's Choccoli.
Choccoli.
But I mean, if I can just get Choccoli out, then I think I've
succeeded.
You can't
look at it and say it at the same time.
It's
one of those words that you just can't do. You know, I think the first time I learned to appreciate slaty, minerally wines was in Greece, because their terroir is so volcanic from all the volcanoes in the past that were there. And that's so embedded into their soil that it comes out in their wine. And a lot of people didn't used to think that Greek wines were very drinkable except with food. And at first I thought, well, you know, this is very – you can almost taste the ash in it. And I think that slatiness, I learned to appreciate that and learned to be able to drink that without it being a food wine.
I'm surprised they gave you anything but Retsina.
Oh, no.
They see Americans coming and they're like, here, Retsina, this is what you like. And I'm like, no, this is terrible.
Uzo.
This is like pine tar. I wanted wine, not pine tar.
No, I was lucky enough to go on a food and wine trip to Athens.
So somebody was guiding you.
Yes. But I mean, having worked at a Southern Season, I knew what I was looking for and I knew what wines to pick. So it was very successful. Now, the Basque Country has been very high on my list of places to visit, and I'm incredibly jealous that you were just there, and I imagine it was...
If you haven't been, food and wine-wise, it is so much fun. I mean, not only do you have some amazing, you know, Michelin 2 and 3 stars in the Basque area, specifically in San Sebastian alone, but you have all of these amazing Pincho places. If you get outside of the Pincho area and you get outside of San Sebastian, what we were there for was to go see all of the Basque cider houses, the ciderias, who make this very dry, sort of like poppy, acidic cider that is fantastic with what they do, which is their cider house menu, which is bacalao omelets and steak. Ooh. Cowboy steaks. Or chuleton, as they call them.
So a cowboy steak is basically what?
It's a bone-in ribeye.
Bone-in ribeye.
Yeah, so it's just a big, huge...
Honkin' steak.
Honkin' steak, exactly. So, but there, it's amazing over there.
Well, I see, always on my list has been, you know, you have this kind of vision list that you think, well, maybe I'll go, maybe I won't. And most of them I've done. Spain and Il Bulli, I would love to go and eat. At Il Bulli.
Yeah, but it's closed.
I know. It never happened.
Yeah.
I figured once it closed, what I would do is pack a picnic and go sit outside and...
I'm not sure it would be the same.
It's not. It wouldn't.
Probably not.
I could still say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you go to a concert and you sing along with the band and you say, ooh, I sang with blah, blah, blah.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So what did you come back with from this trip? Other than a renewed desire to open a...
A lot of cider. A lot of cider, which
cider.
Is sort of what we're, we came back with a lot of cider and a lot of, you know, cider ideas and cider and steak and this whole phenomenon, which is an amazing thing because when you go into these places, Deborah, you literally have to see this. It's really hard to explain. They have barrels that are the size of people. So like you could literally put like 10 people in one of these barrels and it's filled with cider. And then they put this little tiny spout on the outside and they open it up and it squirts cider like 5-6 feet in a small stream. And what everybody does is they get in a line and they grab their cider glasses and they catch the cider in the stream into 2 and 3 ounce portions. And then you do shots of it because it's originally not carbonated. And they think that they will tell you that the carbonation that is added when it streams for that 5 feet and hits the glass, that's when it's best. So you do shots rather than sipping on it. So you shoot it, and then you go sit down and eat more. While the carbonation is there. Then you go sit down and eat more. And then you stand back up, and you do shots, more shots.
Why am I envisioning that you're going to have one of those?
It's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
It is coming.
I can see your eyes sparkling the whole time you're saying
totally
that.
It is coming. And the first time that it's coming is at Choccoli Fest.
Is it really?
Yeah, we're bringing it. We're going to make it happen at Choccoli Fest.
Okay, so we haven't given a date.
June 1st.
We're
going to 1st.
We're going to have to go to break in a minute, so give us some quick details.
June 1st, 1 to 4 is the first session, which is a fundraiser for Housing for New Hope, which we really, really want to fill up. I'll tell you all about that when we come back.
Okay. Y'all don't go away. We're going to talk more about the upcoming Wine Fest featuring Chocolate and all sorts of good stuff. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Need your local culture fix? The Lifestyle section of chapelboro.com is the only place to go for food and dining, restaurant views, health tips, fashion, and local culture commentary. Want to know what the best shows and venues to attend? Lifestyle has show listings for Deepak, Cat's Cradle, and the Art Center, and many more. And be sure to check back after the show for reviews and commentary. There's even information on local neighborhoods and schools. Keep yourself in style with Chapelboro's Lifestyle.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square, local and legendary downtown shopping and dining. Now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have Matt Beeson from Six Plates around the table with me, and we are talking the wine festival featuring Chocolate. And before we went to break, we were talking about these barrels and
these huge, big Basque barrels. So they shoot this cider out of it. So this is the first time we're reproducing it in a certain format. We're in a smaller format. We're going to use a regular wine size barrel, and because we can't actually get it into the barrel, the cider itself, mm-hmm. what we're going to do is we're going to set it up so that we run a valve, and we have a keg that Demaison Selections, who is in Chapel Hill, who is one of the finest importers of Spanish wines in the area, has donated this keg for us to do for this Chocolate Fest. So we're going to have that Basque cider and that whole setup, which is going to be a ton of fun. We've got 12 different Chocolates by the glass.
Oh, really? And how much is a glass going to be?
Well, so here's the thing. From 1 to 4.
Yep.
Let's talk about 1 to 4. 1 to 4 is a fundraiser, uh-huh. as I mentioned, for Housing for New Hope, which is an organization that helps to get folks that have sort of come on tough times some housing to get them back on their feet and get them started. So that 1 to 4 session is $75. And then we're doing tasting portions of all the Chocolates, mm-hmm. 12 different Chocolates. And a lot of those have been donated by some amazing people, some distributors and importers around here. Proof, Demaison Selections, Sour Grapes, Frontier Imports, Grapevine. And so we've got a ton of great Chocolates for people to try. Mm-hmm. Then we traditionally believe that oysters on the half shell are a phenomenal part of tasting with Chocolate. So we'll have some oysters on the half shell that we've been... Rappahannock Oysters in Virginia has been nice enough to donate to us. And then we have Harris Incorporated, who has Estrella Beers, and they'll be bringing three of their beers, the Anidit, which was originally only designed by Adrian Ferrar from El Bulli.
Oh my gosh.
He was in with Estrella and built this beer by himself, like said, this is what I want, and ended up with this beer. And then when El Bulli closed, Estrella went, well, we're just going to distribute this now. We're going to make it and distribute it. And it is phenomenal. So they'll have that there. They'll have Estrella Dom and Estrella Duro, which is a gluten-free beer, one of the best gluten-free beers I've tasted.
Oh my gosh, that's fabulous.
So those will all be included as well. Excuse me. And then we have 7 amazing, amazing restaurants that have offered their time and food and are bringing dishes with them that they are going to offer during that portion as well.
Well, tell me who those are real quick.
So we're Dos Perros, Pops, Bar Mateo, mm-hmm. Vin Rouge, Blue Seafood, Toast, and Watts Grocery.
That sounds perfect. All right, before we go, we're about done. Give us address and everything again.
2812 Irwin Road in Durham on the corner of Irwin LaSalle Streets and Irwin Terrace. sixplates.com. Check out the Chocolate Fest at chocolatefest.com, TXAKOLIFest.com. That's the place to be.
Thank you, Matt Beeson. Will you come back?
Thank you so much. I would love to.
I love having you
over
here.
And over and over again.
We're just like about to set the room on fire.
I can't wait.
Thank you. You've been listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.